It's tremendous today to be joined by the great Robert Plant here at 88.5 KCSN. Hello, Robert.
Thank you. Hi, Sky. How you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fine. We're so excited to have you here to discuss the new album, which is entitled The Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. It's a great album, and we really applaud you on yet another turn in your career. The album has many influences. But in your short film that you made about it, you talked about its impetus being in a sojourn you made to the American South. Talk to us about how that drive and the evocation that came from that gave you sort of a starting point for the album.
Yeah, I guess, you know, what a gift these years have been for me. It's been a lot of dynamic stuff moving through my days, and a lot of the time, the impetus of my being, my day-to-day, hour-to-hour existence has been following a sheet of paper that says, tonight, Memphis, and tomorrow, the moon, or whatever it is. And so when that sheet was taken away from me and I was left to my own devices, I was obviously drawn back to the places that had really had a major effect on me, both as a kid and as a man. And so I headed for Mississippi. I was with some friends. They were working just around Memphis with Luther and Cody Dickinson from the North Mississippi All-Stars. And so I made my way down through the hill country of Como, Mississippi, and down to see my friends in Clarksdale and further south from there, down the old river road that runs the side of the Mississippi River. And I just had plenty of time to muse about my time and how I'd been affected by people who had had the worst possible cards drawn for them ever. The people who had music and dance on a Saturday night, if they were lucky, and juke joints and their own law, the land of Robert Johnson, the land of, you know, everybody knows about it. Everybody went down to the crossroads, you know, at some point or another. And so I went back down there again, and I just started listening to what people listen to every day. I listened to AM radio, and I listened to the rain hitting the windshield of my car, and I listened to the fact that I was alone with no particular destiny or no place I was heading for, really. Except for ultimately I'd spend the night, I guess, in Clarksdale. So I started writing all this stuff down about what I could feel, what I could see, and where I'm coming from as a British guy in another land. No matter how many years I come to America, it seemed to me that I would always be looking at it from a different angle. I didn't have the same kind of school processes. I didn't know what, you know, I still don't know a lot of the things. And yet I've been coming to America for years, you know. I don't know what fifth grade is from a hole in the ground. I was just seeing all this stuff and writing it down. I created a song called Turn It Up, and about the radio and how it's going to save me, or might not. And maybe the irony is it might, but I doubt it.
Well, that's where we come in, Robert, because that's on us to be able to give you that sort of spirit, to give you those sort of life assurances. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Own the disconnection.
We're spending time here with Robert Plant joining us live on 88.5 KCSN. You used the word muse, and in describing the album yourself, you call it a celebration, powerful, gritty, African trance meets Zep. I would add to that beautiful. I was listening to the record, and A Stolen Kiss may be one of the most heartfelt ballads I've ever heard you perform. Talk to me about... You've done so much over the last few years in your soul, last couple of decades of your solo career, you've followed your own heart, and to that I salute you. Talk to me about how you decide to go in and shape this album and what sounds informed you, and I guess the fact that the sensational Space Shifters play a big part in what the end result is.
Oh, let me tell you that if there would be no conversation here now if I didn't have a relationship with people who are equally as passionate as myself about going to new ground and making real strong and joyous celebration together. I mean, that's what it's musically. Without that music, I couldn't write those lyrics, no matter what's happened in my life. No matter if I could write the lyrics, I could write those words down, but I'd have to be moved by the performances that give you that stuff. And so my companions are, you know, they're the kind of engine room for my filigree, if you like. Yeah. So, so that's basically, it is a beautiful piece of music. Stolen Kiss is great. And we didn't have to put it. We had drums on it at one point, took them off. Didn't need drums. Dave Smith worked on sticking a really casual, beautiful brush swept across a snare drum, calf head snare or something. Just didn't need it. Didn't need it. Then I tried to get a Welsh male voice choir to do the kind of bridge section, the deep, and they wanted to see the music and the dots, and they wanted us to write out the parts they got to sing. So I said, oh, no, I can do that myself. So I became a Welsh male voice choir. I just sang the same about seven times, something like that. So to create this sparse landscape of success and failure was what the game was all about.
How long has it been?
Robert Plant about the new album Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. The first track we've received from the record Rainbow, everything about it evokes a sense of joy. Is there joy in Robert Plant's life now?
There's rainy days, you know, but cloudy days, but sure. I mean, I've got so much to be thankful for. It's frightening if I try to, you know, sit down and think about it all, I'd probably implode, but of course there is, yeah, and it's all about looking up and forward. And there's been some strange times down the line, it's a good place that we're at now. Well,
you seem to by the very stance that you have taken, and it's a commendable stance, I applaud your integrity, because there have been many chances, and sometimes they're reaching, you know, astronomical figures for you to quote unquote cash in, but you've always followed your heart and you've been rewarded for it. Raising Sand, a great example of how you just had a vision for what you wanted your music to be. You and Allison performed, album of the year. I admire the fact that an artist of your stature, you've continued to push yourself forward, and I appreciate it here. And this album, certainly, without trying to, you know, modernize, if you will, your sound, your sound is very modern, and the songs are very, very timely. It's a credit to your willingness, I guess, to continue to explore both terrain in our South and in other lands and in your own heart. So I think this album is really going to surprise a lot of people in its depth and its contemporary nature, The Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. A question I would have to ask, though, is do you plan on touring to support this record? Because we love seeing Robert Plant live in concert.
Well, yes, thank you for that. I'd love to say those sort of things about my work, but somebody would come and cover me with a bucket of water and tell me to calm down. But I do feel that it's an accomplishment, and I do feel that, it, as I said, it wouldn't have worked in any other company but the people that I'm alongside here. So, of course, we'll tour. We just worked for 6 weeks through Europe playing all the festivals with Jack White and Metallica and Arctic Monkeys and all that stuff. And we have some American dates in initially now, and we shall be putting a load more in the beginning of the new year. So, yeah, of course.
You've always had fun in Los Angeles, so, you know, you're still entitled to have more. We'll reserve your right to have as much fun as you want in L.A. on your next visit.
Yeah, it's not far away either, from what I can remember. It's the Palladium.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that, and we'll be looking forward to sharing this entire album with our audience.
Sure, I'd like to do that.
Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. It's Robert Plant's latest. It is one of his greatest. And Robert, I will send word to our mutual friend Phil Carson and tell him hello.
Oh, bless him. Tell him to just spend a little bit longer in the gym.
I'll try my best, Robert.
Yeah, okay. Nice to talk to you, Sky. Take it easy, mate.
And you take it easy as well, Robert. And thanks for coming by 88.5 KCSN.